This is CliffCentral.com.
But the gift of Justice Malal is already here, and he is in the hot seat for the Burning Platform brought to you by Nando's. And look, Justice, I was going to go into another positive intro from there, but we don't really have a lot of positivity because this is the waiting game.
Actually,
you just changed chairs. Sorry.
I don't know about not being so positive. I have to say, it's positive that we know what tomorrow will bring. We have certainty now. We know that President Jacob Zuma doesn't want to go. We know that he'll sit.
Was that ever up in the air?
I have to say, guys, I mean, people like me come here and bang on. And I have to say, Jacob Zuma continues to bamboozle. Is that the right word? Mm-hmm. Befuddle, confuse, make dizzy. Mm. I mean, he, you know, I think one of the things I've said on this show, I might be wrong, but one of the things I've said is, when it comes to Jacob Zuma, I'm going to stop applying logical and logic to him.
Yep.
Because it doesn't work.
Yeah, can't be trusted.
It can't be. So you think, oh, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. He comes along and says 1 + 1 = 4.
Mm.
And he makes it 4. You can say whatever you like, that's not logical. So you would have thought he loses power in the ANC. Cyril Ramaphosa becomes the president. Cyril Ramaphosa has a bit of a majority in the NEC and in the top six, certainly in the National Working Committee. You'd have thought, anyone logically would have said, you know what, I've done my 10 years, it's time for me to step down if these guys ask me. And they do ask you. And he doesn't do anything about it. He just thinks, no, I want my security detail. I want you to make sure that all my legal fees, not just for me, but for my extended family and everyone else around me, I want all my 21 car security detail, all that kind of stuff. It's not logical.
But, Justice, the word constitution and constitutional, these kind of things come in. So yesterday, in the 10 minutes that I could fathom carte blanche, there was the whole thing about him standing there with his hand in the air. I will uphold the constitution. I will do right by it. And then there's a constitutional court basically saying you are the weakest link.
Yeah.
So all of this kind of stuff, it always goes back to him and the constitution are two things that do not mix. They are oil and water.
No. Jacob Zuma is actually, I think, a very good constitutionalist. He knows how to use it to his advantage. So you bring charges against him. He says, give me my day in court. But the constitution gives me the right to challenge and to challenge and to challenge and to challenge. So you think about the 783 charges or counts of fraud, corruption, and racketeering against him, emanating back to the early 2000s. He's still fighting those, by the way. And he says, it's my constitutional right. What Ben, you now want to take away my constitutional rights? You are a terrible human being. If you think about his successes in the ANC, he's used the ANC constitution to trump the ANC. So I think what's interesting now constitutionally, what we're going through, is that Jacob Zuma knows that we run a party system. A party system means that, you know, I know Mabali likes running around the office saying, oh, you know, when I voted for Jacob Zuma. No, Mabali, you didn't vote for Jacob Zuma. You voted for the ANC.
Yeah.
We run a party system. And the party then nominates a candidate for president. And the candidate then, you know, if that party wins, becomes president. So if you go back to, say, we took our system straight from the Brits. So let's take the Labour Party when Tony Blair fell out of favor. And so they didn't go to, in the party, they said, my brother, we no longer have faith in you, da-da-da-da-da-da. In their top executive, it was clear that he'd lost power. So he resigned. because his party didn't want him anymore.
Yeah.
He resigned and someone else, Gordon Brown, I think, took over. In South Africa, same thing happened with Thabo Mbeki in 2008. The party said to Thabo Mbeki, ah, my brother, we've lost faith in you. It's time for you to step down. And he didn't fight it. He said, ah, thank you very much. Called a press conference for a live reading of his speech, basically, on a Sunday evening. And we all sat there with our remote controls, wanting to watch the 8 o'clock movie, but also caught with that. Anyway, he read his thing saying, I've been a member of the ANC for 40 years or whatever it was, and goodbye. Jacob Zuma's love of the constitution is that it gives him an out. Even if the ANC says, you are now recalled, he can say, yes, but I'm not sure about you guys, you party ANC. And you know, Jacob Zuma has always said, oh, I will listen to the ANC, da, da, da. But he can turn around and say, I'm not listening. I'm not convinced by you guys. You'll remember that last Sunday evening when the top six of the ANC went to see him. By the way, the Sunday Times, I thought it was a very delicious line. The Sunday Times reports that he told them, how can you arrive so late when I've closed my gates?
Okay, Mr. President.
I was thinking, no, man, does this guy, it's like my dad when we were kids. You know, my dad said, I'm going to lock the gate. It's 6 o'clock now.
He actually said that. Bunch
of, anyway, apparently he said that. But it's been 7 days now since they first asked him. I think that Jacob Zuma will now say, if you want to take it on, take me to Parliament and have your motion of no confidence in me.
Jeez.
So think because about...
He's in for the long game here. So again, it's like applying, like we said, about the logic and reasoning. That's out the window. He is in for the long game. This is the kind of guy that will play Monopoly against you and steal all the cards and the money.
It's just...
And deny it.
It's just amazing, though, how many moves he still keeps, you know, in his bag of tricks, and he dishes it out. He's like, okay, there's my mood. Now what?
Yeah, but yeah. As Justice says, he's finding ways in the Constitution to manipulate it, because that's what he does. He exploits everything.
So think about what happens if the ANC goes to... So there's a motion of no confidence scheduled for the 22nd of February. That's the EFF one. So if the ANC today says in its NEC, we're recalling him, he says, no, I'm not going to resign off my own bat. They then take a decision that, okay, Baleka, we are asking you to call a sitting of the House to have a motion of no confidence in the president of the ANC. Let's say they say, let's aim for, today's Monday. Let's aim for Thursday. Jacob Zuma says, okay, so the ANC has 279 members of parliament. So they can just arrive, vote, and he's out. Mm. But he can say, out of those 279, do you think Bongani Bongo or Museveni Zizwane or Faith Mutambi are going to vote against Jacob Zuma?
No, I mean, it depends what they've got to lose. So I'm going to guess no, they're not going to vote against him.
Thank you very much. So he's calculating, out of the 279, maybe I can get 100, 120 to vote against the motion of no confidence. And then he'll think, if I was Julius Malema, do I want Jacob Zuma to go?
Yes.
No. Jacob Zuma is a gift. If Jacob Zuma goes now, you're sitting there and Cyril says,
now you need a plan B.
He speaks nicely. And
Cyril's got all his policies like land reform and that kind of stuff.
But Julius would also say, you know what? Think about what happened in the ANC in the city of Cape Town. The ANC said, we hate Patricia de Lille, da, 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 da. We hate her. And so they put a motion of no confidence in Patricia de Lille. And the ANC said, we're going to bring her down. Then suddenly the DA said, oh, yes, we also don't want our guy, Patricia de Lille. We're going to vote with you, ANC. And the ANC said, oh, no, sorry. I don't want that motion of no confidence anymore.
Okay. Sorry, it was on the wrong setting. Fix it.
Stop. So you have this. So did the ANC want Patricia de Lille out, or did the ANC want the DA to be in trouble, Jay?
Mm.
And so the EFF and the DA might say, you know what? We've been telling you, ANC people, get rid of Zuma. Now you want to come here and be, yes, we got rid of Zuma. No, we're not going to vote with you. We're just going to, in fact, we're going to increase your troubles. So we'll vote against Jacob Zuma going with the Jacob Zuma guys. And you know who will be left standing?
Jacob.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've left me standing looking like a bit of a doer. It'll be Cyril again.
Exactly.
Cyril's holding all of this because, I mean, this poor guy's got disaster after disaster he's trying to alleviate. And he can't. But just this whole time frame, we haven't got a lot of time because the budget speech is coming. So all this politicking around in circles, what does it mean for that?
We've got the budget. The budget is scheduled for usually 2 p.m. and already set for 2 p.m. on the 21st of February. You know, we laugh about it, we look at it and so forth. But actually, I think we are in a constitutional crisis in South Africa. Certainly, if you think about it, we have traditions. We have parliament. The president calls for the State of the Nation address, and it happens in the first or second week of February. That is why FW de Klerk could announce on February 2 that Nelson Mandela would be released on February 11, 1990. Not since the new South Africa has a single State of the Nation speech been cancelled or postponed or rescheduled. It's run like clockwork since Nelson Mandela 1994. Throughout the years. Since last Sunday evening, when the ANC top six visited President Zuma and told him it's time to go, and he said, no, I don't, as Paul Mashatile actually told us in that clip, I don't believe you guys. Go back and let's see where you're going to end up. So we are now in day seven since that evening. And we haven't had a president, actually, because Jacob Zuma's diary is completely open. He has not done anything. We don't know what he does in his office. The ANC keeps on meeting and saying, trust me, you have patience, da-da-da. But they are not in charge because they are not my president. They are a political party sitting on the sideline somewhere. So you've got this incredible, weird situation where essentially, we are on autopilot. We are a country that for 7 days has not or does not know who is running this thing. Or let me put it this way. It's like flying into O.R. Tambo Airport on a very cloudy, you know, those bumpy days when you come into O.R. and you think, jeepers, what's going on? And there's thunderstorms and so forth and so forth. And you hear an announcement saying, oh, the pilot decided to take a nap, and we're going to do it all on autopilot. And
let's see what happens.
The autopilot just takes you through the biggest, heaviest cloud, and woo, and you're thinking, "Ooh, what's going on here?" And I think that's where we are. So the pressure is mounting. If we can't deliver the budget, it means that the ratings agency, or the one ratings agency which still likes us, Moody's, will definitely, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It's impossible for them not to.
Yeah. And then you have government seizing up, because if people haven't been allocated monies by Treasury, then what happens before that? Now, the key thing here is to remember that Jacob Zuma won't care. Jacob Zuma doesn't think that's his problem.
No,
he will just keep going and doing what he likes. For the rest of us, who want to see government performing, executing what it's supposed to execute, it's a total, absolute disaster.
Those words, they just come too freely, don't they?
Disaster and Jacob Zuma come very freely.
But just, towards the start of the feature, you were talking about this whole negotiation of how his exit terms are, that kind of stuff. Now, I know that, again, we're going back to Zuma logic, which is basically no logic, but this can't be allowed, though. If we're talking about constitution again, and like I was saying, those two don't go together, and he just exploits it. He doesn't respect it, he exploits it. Is this another step where he's just exploiting it by saying, look, I don't care what's said, I'm just going to want to get this terms out because I've got so much power?
I think it's partly because Jacob Zuma doesn't care. Secondly, that he believes he can get away with it. I think this past week has underlined what the past 5 years have taught us, and it's that actually sometimes South Africans need to realize that the political party as a vehicle for change is limited. And the ANC as that political party that will, it will free us, it will make us amazing and great again and so forth, has its own problems. So I'm interested in people who are saying, actually, Jacob Zuma, people need to go out on the streets. So there have been people claiming to be a Jacob Zuma get out movement and so forth, who's saying lock down Tshwane today and so forth. They are small, and they're not organized, and they're a bit meaningless, really. But I think the key thing here is to realize that the ANC is divided, that Cyril Ramaphosa does not have as much power in the ANC as he would like to have to bring about the changes that he wants to see, and that actually the battle may have to go to the streets. And by the streets, I mean that civil society, people who have been saying Jacob Zuma needs to take responsibility for the mess that he's caused. I think South Africans need to realize that two men, Cyril Ramaphosa and Jacob Zuma, in a room together, are not going to bring about the change.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking this weekend. If there was ever a time for a Zuma must fall march, sing along, whatever.
I think that is the kind of pressure that people will have to bring to bear. And I think what we're likely to see is talking about the opposition and whether they would vote with the ANC. Of course, they'll want maximum pressure. And so I think they would want to embarrass the ANC by not voting with it, by trying to expose its hypocrisy that, now you want us to vote with you. All along, you didn't want to vote with your conscience and so forth. But I think one of the things that the opposition would want to do is to go to the streets and say, expose the ANC for what it is. It's been protecting this man for 10 years and continues to do so. And so maybe it's time for people to show that in a democracy you can protest, and protest might be perhaps the next step in this whole battle. The longer Jacob Zuma stays, I think if I was Julius Malema or Musi Maimane or Tirelo Kota, I would be thinking seriously about maybe it's time to say to people, this is a delinquent in the office, and he refuses to budge. But the ANC is basically unable to dislodge a man that it doesn't want from office. And I think that that speaks to what David Mabuza achieved in December at the ANC conference. He wanted a unity ANC. But a unity ANC meant that they're absolutely compromised. If you think about the NEC of the ANC, Mduduzi Manana beat up a woman in a nightclub. The visuals are there. He was vicious. Mduduzi Manana was convicted and paid, 100,000 rand fine in the Randburg Magistrates Court. 3 months later, the ANC voted him onto the top, onto the National Executive Committee In that NEC, you have Museveni Zizwane, a man whose office has just been raided by the Hawks. You have Faith Mutambi, who just keeps on hiring and hiring more and more people from her village in Limpopo. It's like, what's going on here? So maybe that kind of structure is so compromised, it is unable to get rid of a Jacob Zuma because so many of the people on it are so tied up with what's happening in that administration.
That's exactly what Jacob was creating the whole time. It's like the safety buffer.
It's a safety buffer. And that's why I think even the meeting today may not yield what many people expect. I think that there is a swing towards Cyril Ramaphosa and that NEC. I think people like Fikile Mbalula, I think people like Malusi Gigaba. I was very interested in a tweet by Michael Metrata, who is Gigaba's spokesperson at National Treasury, saying that, you know, I believe it's time for the old man to make way. And I think that sentiment is increasing inside that NEC. But it's still a very problematic structure. It's still a very compromised structure in many ways.
But it is going to be a swing because ultimately what we've seen from all these politicians over the last few years is that all they crave is employment. They don't have morals or structure or like the want to do good by society. They're looking for employment. So
let's not be too hard on them, you know. That's just human nature.
Yeah, but I mean, it's career politicians, basically, what I'm getting at here. So their career is Cyril. Their career isn't Jacob. Jacob's the pastor.
Yeah, exactly. I think one of the things that if you take Fikile Mbalula, for example, Fikile, I think, is about 45, 46 years old. He still has 20 years or more of politics in him.
Yeah.
Do you want to be clinging on to the past? Malusi Gigaba has always wanted to be president of South Africa one day. He's 45, 46, maybe 47. Do you want to be holding on for another 20 years to, I'm fighting for Nkosazana or for Jacob Zuma and so forth? No. You want to be with the winning team and to stand in line for the succession, to be ANC president one day and maybe president of South Africa one day. So I think all those guys, particularly the younger members of cabinet, you know, your Mamoloko Kubayis, others like that, I think that Jacob Zuma is going to lose or has lost them already. If you take the deputy minister of communications, Stella Ndabeni Abrahams, you know, she is someone who's considered to be the next layer of leadership. Those people are not going to stick around talking, defending the Guptas for Jacob Zuma. I don't think it's happening. So the Jacob Zuma lot, you can see who they are. A young journalist from CNBC Africa landed in Dubai yesterday from an Emirates airline flight. And she saw as she walked into the airport that there were two people waiting there with boards saying Minister Faith Mutambi and another one saying Minister David Mahlobo. And
did they get lost at the Bloemfontein Airport?
They were in Dubai. And it's always interesting for me where they are overnighted. Was it the Oberoi Hotel? And who paid the bill? Was it Ashu Chawla, the CEO of Oak Bay Resources, who seems to have paid?
I don't think they were there on a Groupon.
No, I don't think they were there on a Groupon. Anyway, David Mahlobo was on his way to Egypt. We're not sure what exactly he's doing there, but he's on government business, apparently. We still don't know what Faith Mutambi was doing in Dubai, but we won't speculate. She has the right to go on holiday to Dubai.
She does. That is true. But I mean, like, just as in your personal opinion, like, where does someone like Faith Mutambi go from here? Because I don't think the word dynamic or someone who's given to the community is going to be something to be defined what she's done in the Zuma legacy.
Look, I mean, Faith Mutambi, it's amazing. You know, Sia, as an older geezer, I want to give you advice, my son. you know, and you know, I want you to take it to heart, eh? Because, you know, Faith Mutambi was fired from her previous job as the some manager in a municipality in the far north. I can't remember the name of it off the top. She was fired, okay? She was a low-level regional leader of the ANC, and Jacob Zuma plucked her from that job and made her communications minister. In her job as communications minister, we know now from the Gupta leaks that she used to send emails to Ashu Chawla saying, these are the powers and this is what we discussed in cabinet. These are the powers that the president has given me. So, you know, talk to me here. I'm here. I'm waiting. I'm ready. So all I'm saying to you is here, you see, you know, you when you fail, you know, dust yourself off, son. Mm. Dust yourself off and keep going. Because you know what? Success is just over the rainbow. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
And so, this is also a nice reminder of, as is the case with most things in life, it's all about who you know. You've got to be connected to the right people. Otherwise, it's a waste. It's pointless otherwise.
Yeah, that didn't come from me.
Well, that's also pertinent, let's be honest.
But Mabale clearly is far more astute about the workings of life than many of us took that she knew. Anyway, what happens to her? Ben, what happens to someone like Faith Mutambi, in my view, is that there should be a criminal trial. She should face scrutiny in that criminal trial, and the prosecution must prove her guilty for her association with the Guptas, particularly how it happened that the SABC handed over all its rights to MultiChoice and DSTV over its archives while she was communications minister, and particularly how the decisions around set-top boxes were taken to favor certain interests. It would be interesting to see how she comes out of that. If not, then good luck to her. She will become a great leader of the ANC, maybe, or something like that. But quite frankly, these are people who are not interested in clearing their names. So I sit there and wonder how exactly we can continue with someone like her in our cabinet. But it's what it is. I saw a story. There are so many scandals doing the rounds that I didn't even bother to read it much. But you might have seen the story that over the Christmas holidays, she went berserk and just hired more and more and more people in her office, including a protocol officer. What is the minister of the public service, where we all agree it's bloated, it needs to be cut down? What is she doing with a protocol officer? Essentially, this is a minister who is exactly like Jacob Zuma. They think that they're royalty, not servants of the people.
Mm. Yeah, well, Justice, we're going to leave it on that line, that slice of reality, because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, like, to start with, royalty is a bit of a farce, because we just know some family got uppity with some other people back in the day. And politics is about serving the people.
Exactly.
It's serving themselves. It's just
that's
so
what
sad.
It should be about. But just on that note, about Faith Mutambi and David Mahlobo being in Dubai and staying in Dubai for a while before going on to wherever they were going. Gwede Mantashe said something very interesting on Saturday. He was speaking at one of the ANC rallies. And he said, we are aware that there is exit looting. Exit looting is an interesting concept. when the apartheid regime was falling apart in the 1990s, there was a lot written about, and I remember a journalist, and a very great journalist called Sean Johnson, writing a column saying, the shredders are shredding in Pretoria. And it was basically people who shredding every bit of evidence of what they did and files and so forth. And if you read Henny van Vieren's book about monies that were stolen as the apartheid regime crumbled, it seems to me that we need to be very careful about what's going on now.
Yeah.
When people realize
that time of desperation.
Time of desperation, and people thinking, I might go to jail, my family might go to jail, how do I take out some insurance? So I suspect that there are many, many people getting on flights to Dubai to stash some cash away, if they can, or finding other ways to externalize. But I think we are really, when Cyril Ramaphosa talks about transition, maybe we don't realize, but there is a big transition going on, and many people want to make sure that they don't get caught and that they have a pension down the line. So it's a time to keep your eyes open. If you work at O.R. Tambo, you might see a man or a woman in a bag or two.
Yeah, this hand luggage situation. You're allowed 7 kilograms, I think.
Yes, but you do know a few weeks ago someone was caught trying to get out 6 million, yeah. 7 million rand. So it will be interesting to see how many and how much we can get back from all those things. But I think that there is an extent of exit looting, and I found it a very interesting little how shall I say, anecdote by Gwendolyn Tasha there.
Well, exit looting would suggest, as you're saying, the tide is starting to turn and a matter of time. Or does that mean that everyone goes around saying, when your days are numbered but you can't count, with a picture of Jacob Zuma? I see that meme probably every single day, whether it's on WhatsApp or social media. Justice, thanks so much. Back next Monday. Gareth will be here next Monday. And as we keep saying at the end of every single Monday now, maybe next time round we have something very exciting to say. As in,
I no longer want to say.
I know.
We decided, Ben, we're no longer playing logic.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I mean, I've still got boyish hope.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
Okay, put it this way. The next burning platform, brought to you by Nando's, when Jacob Zuma is not the president, I reckon we get Nando's in here, but we have a party. We have wings, all kinds of things.
I am ready to party the morning after the news gets confirmed.
Yeah, it has to be confirmed.
Mm.
This is CliffCentral.com.